Earth, sky.
Sunday, March 17th. As seen from North America this evening, the waxing crescent moon will pass in between the dazzling planet Jupiter and Aldebaran, the brightest star in the constellation Taurus, the Bull.
But if you live in the world's eastern hemisphere, like in Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand, you'll see tonight's moon forming a triangle rather than lining up with the planet Jupiter and the star Aldebaran.
But no matter where you live worldwide, look first for the waxing crescent moon, and you simply can't miss Jupiter. Jupiter ranks the second brightest celestial object in the evening sky, after the moon. Although Aldebaran is a first magnitude star, it pales next to Jupiter. Brilliant Jupiter outshines this star by a good 17 times. So you'll have no trouble distinguishing dazzling Jupiter from fainter Aldebaran, the star depicting the Bull's glaring eye.
The ruddy color of Aldebaran really stands out in a dark country sky or in binoculars. Any reddish star that you can see with the unaided eye is an old, bloated star in the autumn of its years. Astronomers expect our middle-aged sun to swell into a red giant star in 5 billion or so years. So tonight, use the moon to find Jupiter and Aldebaran, the red giant star that you can see with the eye alone. I'm Michael Brennan.
And I'm Emily Howard. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.